Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The second baseman, Milt Groff. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Martin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Arnie Portocarrero. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Arnie Portocarrero. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting third. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Filley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Filley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Power for the out. One out. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Held reaches second base with a double. Zernial scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0 for 1 in the game. Groff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martin moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. Martin moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Athletics. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Portocarrero is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keane takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. There goes Kaline. The throw from Smith to Hunter, and Kaline is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groff hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Zernial hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held moves to third. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from House and he is safe. Martin steals second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porto Guerrero fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Finnegan hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a line drive towards third. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Portocarrero strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Portocarrero covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Zerniel hits a line drive towards first. Philly reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Frank Larry. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Tuttle moves to second. It's 3-1. Athletics. Tom Morgan now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Finnegan moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. K-Line hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin juggles the ball. That's an error on Martin. Finnegan scores. Keane moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. George Brunette now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Groff fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Stump now pitching. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Philly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Thompson pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly scoops it up and throws to first, with Stump covering, for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez pinch hits for George Brunette. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hector Lopez now playing third base. Billy Martin now playing shortstop. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 3 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held, who is chasing the ball. Bowling reaches third base with a triple. Ray Boone pinch hits for Jim Stump. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is walked intentionally. Steve Boros pinch runs for Ray Boone. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Tuttle is walked intentionally. Boros moves to second. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff fields it and throws to home to get Bowling. Boros moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Foytak now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Zernial hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10. With the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. the Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-4 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with trucks covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Held strikes out. One out. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-4 in the game. House hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Serve pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve strikes out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Urban now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finnegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Groff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Held strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-5 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-5 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Martin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.